It's a working day in Managua, but dozens of people are standing on the roundabouts of the capital, waving red and black flags of the party in power and playing music. The song is called Danielle Stays. It was composed during the crisis. The people are with Danielle, the commander stays, despite the terrorists, the lyrics say. Daniel Ortega came into power in 1979 when the leftist Sandinistas overthrew the US-backed Somoza dictatorship. That's why Lidia Morales is spending her day under the scorching sun.
We're here to defend the revolution, and we support our commander Daniel because he is our leader.
Lidia is mad at protesters for breaking the peace and quiet that were Nicaragua's trademark before the crisis.
We, the people of Nicaragua, want peace. Before April, the economy here was growing. There was tourism, there was tranquility, and the narco-traffickers were under control.
But under the apparent calm, things have been degrading for a while. I meet Luis Carrion at a cafe in Managua. He knows Ortega well. They were both commanders in the Sandinista party. But 25 years ago, as many others, he joined the opposition.
Daniel Ortega appropriated Sandinistaism for himself. The discourse, the symbols, the dead, everything. In this crisis, a large part of the historical Sandinistas joined the opposition because the original Sandinistas weren't fighting to put someone into power and back him no matter what. There was a program, principles. Ortega violated all of that.
Ever since Ortega unleashed violence against protesters and the UN reported more than 300 dead, the regime has grown isolated. But according to Carrion, it doesn't matter to Ortega.
He's not a statesman. His only objective is to control his territory, his income source, and his families. Because let's be clear, this is not a party. He and his wife take all of the decisions.
Ortega's wife and vice president, Rosario Murillo, has been key to his hold on power. A thin, jewelry-clad woman, she drapes herself in colorful shawls and delivers long monologues on national TV every day. Here's Luis Carrion again.
She created a cult around her and Ortega. Oh, she was skilled. Let's not underestimate her. She knows perfectly how to use the state's resources to buy people off. Because here, the state provides nothing. It's the commander and his wife who hold the purse strings.
Murillo has described protesters as bloodthirsty vampires and said those who were injured or worse in protests were an invention of the opposition.
She came out very weakened in this crisis. She was the one who initially managed the situation, and she only put oil on the fire with her diatribes. It stirred a lot of indignation.
On the roundabout, those I talked to insist they chose to be here, but the majority remain silent. Many are state workers, I'm told later on. Susana Lopez owns a small shop in Managua. Her neighbor is employed by the state.
I spoke to her. She says her husband is out of work and she earns the family's only income, so she has to carry on. She feels obliged to go.
At 4:45 sharp, all the protesters got up, picked up their gear and left, further undermining the hypothesis of a spontaneous gathering. For Radio France International, I'm Alex Hardy, back from Managua, Nicaragua.